The Adventures of Catwinkle, written by Elliot Perlman and read by Susan Bamford Callio. Once there was a barber who cut and styled the hair of men, women, children, and babies. In fact, if you were at all human and had a head which had some hair, he could give you a very nice haircut. The name of the barber was Mr. Sabatini. He was a kind man, and he liked to make people look as nice as he could. As you'll soon see, he liked animals too, although he didn't give them haircuts or even fur trims. But he was comfortable in a world of wet hair and even wet fur. Mr. Sabatini's barber salon was part of his house in Herring Street. Herring Street is a street in Amsterdam, which is a big city in a country that has two names, Holland and the Netherlands. None of the animals in this story know why. He lived there with a dear friend of his, a white cat known as Catwinkle, who had long, strong, quite substantial whiskers that were almost as thick as wings. Mr. Sabatini loved Catwinkle very much. In fact, he loved her so much that he bought her a large red bow. Catwinkle wore it proudly tied to the end of her tail, making her look like a walking furry birthday present that Mr. Sabatini got to play with every day. Catwinkle had her own room in Mr. Sabatini's house, though she kindly allowed him to share it and use it as a study. She loved this room. It was slightly sunken below the ground, so that when Catwinkle would sit in the space in front of the window, she could see feet and legs walking past her on Herring Street outside. She found people's shoes, socks, and legs endlessly fascinating. They all walked at different speeds. Sometimes Catwinkle noticed that people's socks didn't match. This didn't happen often, but you could be lucky every now and then. Then there were the animal legs. Catwinkle could recognise many of the passing animals just by their paws.
Gee, that Russian wolfhound is up early. I wonder where he has to go in such a hurry,
she might say to herself from the comfort of her basket